Hello, hello. Welcome to the You Are Covered podcast. I'm Hannah Lynn Miller. I am so glad you're here with us today. I'm going to give you mental health tips. We're going to do some therapy. We're going to go to the Bible. And then we're also going to talk about something that's happening in fashion. So I'm really excited about that. And I think what we're going to start off with is just something for you to think about. When it comes to mental health, I'm going to give you some tips because I don't know if you've ever been in this situation, but you've ever had a feeling about a friend or they've shared something with you and it seems really heavy and hard and not knowing what to say or what to do. We're going to talk about that today. The theme of this podcast episode is all about friends. If your friend is struggling with their mental health, I know this can be kind of scary if you've had any experiences in the past like I have where a friend has told you something and you didn't really know who to talk to or who to confide in or how to help that friend. Here's a few tips just as a therapist to you, what you can do as a friend. How to help a friend who is struggling with their mental health. Consistently check in on them. Keep them company when you can. Remind your friend that you love them and that you're on their side. The worst thing that can happen is that a friend feels isolated when they are feeling down and struggling with their mental health. This typically, I think, the elephant in the room is, what do you do when a friend is depressed? Having depression can be really isolating. They can be really down and gloomy. And so it makes it hard for others to hang out with them when they're trying to have fun and when it's just hard when you have depression to enjoy life. It can be really hard and isolating. September is Suicide Awareness Month, and so I think this comes hand in hand. Also, just don't take responsibility for their feelings and what they're going through because you really can't, you can't change someone's perspective on life, and unfortunately, they have to do the work, but you can come alongside them and really help make sure that they're not isolated. Find out if the person is getting the care that they need and want. If not, connect them to help. I've done this before, and I've always said this. It's really helpful if you, as their friend, can research and look for, maybe a counseling service that is nearby, that's close to their home, or maybe one that's telehealth so that it's not inconvenient, one that you trust and you know, maybe even talking to them about outpatient and making sure that they get the actual help that they need. Expressing your concern and support. A lot of times people come to therapy or they come to get help and they've never been told that actually you were pretty high on the depression scale. You actually have a lot of you scored pretty high on depression, maybe anxiety. And so they're surprised because for the first time someone's telling them, hey, something's not okay. And they've been feeling that, but nobody in their life has really been validating, hey, you don't seem like yourself. So expressing your concern as a friend and saying, hey, I know you and this is not you, can be really good for their healing journey. Remind your family or friend that help is available and that mental health problems can be treated. Totally can be treated. Sometimes people just need to talk to someone, get it out. As somebody that's removed from their life, who's not judgmental, not has no kind of strings in the game, you know, with friends and family, you can feel when you're sharing, there's a lot more for them at stake. Like they are involved. They are all hands on deck, right? But when you're talking to a therapist, they're there just to listen, to be your support, and they don't have any skin in the game. They are removed from whatever is going on in your life and the people in it. Ask good questions, listen to ideas, and be responsive when the topic of mental health problems come up. I like to say this a lot of times because it's a good reminder, like I need the reminder, but you really need to be listening twice as much as you're talking, especially when it comes to the things of grief or depression or anxiety, whatever it is when a friend is struggling with their mental health. Listen, ask good questions. That's your priority. Even reflecting back. I know this is something that, you know, a therapist is trained in, but it's a good skill to have in general. It's really helped me out just being a better human, reflecting back what the person is saying so that they can hear for themselves. Oh, yeah, that does sound a little heavy. Maybe that is how I actually feel. And maybe I do need some help in that area. I'm trying to be supportive and understanding and as patient as possible. You know, mental health issues don't just go away overnight, especially if they're not being treated. And so having the patience and understanding that this is something chemical, this is something hard, this is something that has been maybe put on because of the individual's experiences, understanding and having patience. And it can also help asking clarifying questions too, to understand where and why, what's going on with this individual. Don't just sweep it under the carpet and address it and talk and ask questions. Consider joining a support group for family members of people with mental illness. This is a huge one. I think people don't understand how much their family can impact their mental health. So if you have someone in your life, in your family, who has been going through mental health issues, whether it's anxiety, depression, suicidal attempts, maybe a mood disorder, it can really disrupt a family system. Even if you guys are all adults, maybe if they are, you're out of state, and just knowing that that's happening in your family can be really hard to process. So you can find support groups, therapy, individual therapy is also a really good option. You don't have to be the one in your family who has the mental illness to actually be going to therapy. And if you need more support or more help in that area, again, I am a therapist. And so if you want to get in on therapy, you want to learn more, you can always visit hannahlynnmiller.com/therapy. The other thing is, I'm going to have a blog post on this topic in the show notes that you can find for yourself and just get more visual help on how to be there, be a support for family member or a friend who is struggling with their mental health. Okay, on a lighter subject matter, we're going to talk about fashion. And you guys know that I absolutely love fall. I'm just like so excited for fall fashion, and even more so because I am, 31 weeks pregnant, and I'm just looking forward to when I can just wear, a good sweater, oversized sweater, and some leggings and my UGG boots. That is literally what I am living for right now. But since the theme is on Friends, I'm going to talk about the TV show Friends. I know it's not, it's not the most, It can go both ways. People love it. Some people don't like it. I have been watching it again just because I need, I've been having some insomnia since being pregnant, and I've been slowing down. And it actually is just such a good fall TV show to watch again. I don't think I've watched it in a really long time. And I like the episodes where Rachel is pregnant. And also, I love the Thanksgiving episodes because it's like, it almost seems like there's just so many Thanksgiving episodes, and it puts me in the mood. It makes me think about when my baby's going to be coming, because she's going to be coming in November. I'm excited about that. So here's some fall fashion trends that are coming back that are from the TV show Friends. So I'm just going to list off a few, but I'm also going to put this on the blog as well if you want to check it out, because it's just fun. Phoebe's long dress and scrunchy vibe is perfect for fall. So if you've got a long pattern dress, maybe some Doc Marten boots, I love that look. And then throw in a scrunchie or those claw clips. It's so funny to me that this is back, because this is how I remember my mom doing her hair all the time when she was pregnant with me, my sister, and my brother. I don't know if she did that so much when my younger sister was born, but it was definitely the vibe. The mom jean look, love it. I found a few that are mom jean specific for pregnancy. You can find that on the wardrobe, because the mom jean is high-waisted and tight. So there's no way I'm fitting into that. But there are some maternity options that I found. But you can see the mom jean, like Rachel wears it well. Monica wears it well. Phoebe does too, but I think it's less. And then the other thing that I love is a good denim, black denim overall. And I know Rachel wears it a few times in a couple of seasons. You can also see it's just like so elegant the way that she wears it. It's like a white tee, and then she has black overalls, black denim overalls, and I'm obsessed with this look. I don't have any denim overalls for myself being pregnant, but I do have some black denim overalls for when I'm not, and I really do enjoy a good overall set. So check that out for fall, your fall wardrobe. The other thing is like a preppy sock and skirt ensemble. I'm seeing a lot more of these, which is so funny because it's definitely early 2000s, maybe late 90s kind of look. I don't think I've ever been this preppy skirt look, but I am loving it. And it's definitely in style right now. So Rachel does like the high knee sock and then a gingham type skirt with a sweater, like a turtleneck sweater. And I'm seeing so much of that on Pinterest, and I'm seeing that a lot on Instagram. And so if that's your vibe, if you can pull that off, go for it. I think it's really, really cute for fall. So those are just a few of the cute fall fashion trends from Friends that I'm seeing coming back that you can incorporate into your wardrobe this fall, 2023. So fun. I'm here for it. Oversized sweater, bring me the 90s and the 80s and all the TV shows and movies that comes with it, because I'm so in the mode. The nesting phase of my pregnancy is over, and so it's more of just now I'm like taking it easy and slow, and I just want to be comfortable, let me tell you. So yeah, that's that on fashion trends. Next, I want to talk to you about a great parable that really stood out to me on friendship, but friendship with Jesus. And so it really has been encouraging for me during the season, just because, you know, this is the first time that I haven't had any coworkers, and that I'm working from home. So I felt a little bit more lonely. And so I've really been able to tap into my relationship with Christ. And this is just a thing that I'm going through, but it's called Your Unbothered Friend. And I want to read it to you. They're the friend who has to have everything planned out on the calendar. Even a phone call has to be on a time frame and planned out. And if I am honest, I probably have been this friend too in different seasons. Although I would say I'm pretty flexible and I really enjoy a good last minute plan with a friend. But you know the type of person I'm talking about. They are not the person you'd call when you need something. As I've been wrestling with a few unanswered prayers in my life, I thought about how much of a friend Jesus is to us. And during a recent sermon at our church, our pastor shared about the different ways we get God wrong. The one that really stood out to me and gave me comfort was the bothered friend. If you get a chance, you should definitely read the parable about the bothered neighbor. This is Luke 11, 5 through 13. If you ask your friend who's not flexible, very planned out, and not wanting to be bothered enough times to help you with an emergency, they probably will. If you talk to them a couple of times over and you keep talking to them and you say, hey, I need help. Hey, I need this. I'm knocking on the door. Help me out. They probably will, right? How much more will your perfect friend, Jesus, want to give you what you ask for? What a comfort. And you can find this in Luke 11, 5 through 13. Actually, I think I'm going to read it to you. And he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, don't bother me. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though, he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend. Yet, because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and it will be, and you will find it. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? I just think that this is such a powerful story, and it shows the friendship that we can have in Jesus, and how much he does care and how much he wants to comfort us and give us what we ask for. And we can keep asking him, right? Because he's the bothered friend. He's like, bother me, talk to me, ask. And the parable is just pointing out to this bothered neighbor that he's not going to give you what you want, but because of you asking and knocking the door and continually bothered him, he will eventually get up and give you what you need, right? And that's just a neighbor who doesn't, who's unbothered, who does not want anything to do with this situation. But eventually he'll get up, right? And how much more is our Heavenly Father going to do that for us? It was encouraging to me that I can talk to him and I can talk to him about some unanswered prayers. And guess what? When I wrote this, those prayers were answered and Jesus really did come through. So yeah, this is a powerful story for me. And if you're feeling like, you know, you're alone, maybe you have some prayers that have not been answered, just keep talking to him because he is your friend. Just keep talking to him because he is your perfect friend, Jesus. He wants to give you what you ask for. What a comfort. He's unbothered by your prayers, questions, pleas, late night sighs, and in fact, he wants you to keep asking. All right, guys, that is the episode for this week on You Are Covered. I just love this time that I have with you, and I hope that I will be able to talk to you soon. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. If you liked this episode, please send it to a friend. And you can always find me on every social media platform, Hannah Lynn Miller, everywhere. I'm creating content that has to do with fashion, mental health, and theology. So don't miss out. You're going to learn great things coming up. And I will see you in the next episode. Remember, Jesus got you, and you are covered.